This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council could establish tonight a $35 city vehicle registration fee. The city wants to use that money, along with a small increase in utility fees, to pay for future sidewalk and road special assessments, taking homeowners off the hook. Most chamber members surveyed about the idea oppose the idea. If the fee is approved, it could go into effect sometime this summer. The Common Council will also revisit Mayor Matt Bugerauer's proposal to do away with the mayor's job and replace it with a council president instead. The council could also ask city officials to draw up an ordinance that would go into effect in the spring of 2025. Oshkosh has had a mayor for nearly 20 years now. Waterfest 38 announcing today its July lineup, including direct from Sweden, Arrival with the music of ABBA, July 11th, Voices of Rock Radio with vocalists from Kansas, Head East, Boston, and more coming in July 18th. And a bonus announcement this morning, the Mavericks will come to the Leach Amphitheater on August 15th. You can find out more about all the shows coming up at waterfest.org. Page 2. A big thank you to the Oshkosh community. The numbers are in, and the Oshkosh Fire Department's toy and food drive back in December helped out better than 700 families and 2,000 kids. Firefighters collected over 5,100 pounds of food, 2,100 toys, and $3,600 in cash. Oshkosh Media says the producer of a public access show called Ion Oshkosh did not violate their rules when she failed to invite judicial candidate Lakeisha Hayes onto the show. Ion Oshkosh had interviews with the other two candidates running. Meanwhile, city council candidate DJ Nichols says he won't appear on an upcoming episode because Hayes was not invited on, and he says no reason has been given for that. The sturgeon spearing season was as tough as predicted. The poor ice conditions resulted in only 432 sturgeon being harvested. And a court has ruled that UW Oshkosh violated the state's open records law by not releasing information to former Oshkosh Examiner publisher Miles McGuire. He had requested information for two stories. Turning to sports, Oshkosh Lords basketball team, the boys, will be beginning their march to Madison coming up tonight. The Knights will host Stirling in an opening round game. And UW Oshkosh women's basketball team is on to the NCAA tournament. They take on Webster on Friday. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.